Well, welcome into today's Health Talk. I'm Tony Abatey. I'm joined, as usual, by Tricia Bridgewater and Rachel Hansen today. Now, usually we have you guys split up, but you're here today to talk together about some important events coming up, especially we'll start out with the Maintain It, Don't Gain It Challenge.
Yeah, thanks, Tony, for having us. So we've been running the Maintain It, Don't Gain It Challenge. We're now in the fifth week. So what is that? It's all about being able to manage your weight and not gain stress during the holidays. And especially as we come up through this December month, how can we continue to do that? And it's been a great opportunity to really think about those ways and how can we really enjoy life. And so we've been focusing on things like recognizing stress in your life, being able to let go of that idea of perfection, being able to let go of the labels that we put on ourselves that we might put on others or certain events. And, you know, we kind of get ourselves all worked up before something even happens. So what does this cause? It causes extra stress. What does stress often lead us to? Not working on our goals, not being able to eat the way that we intended to. And so we're really trying to help people focus on committing to change, committing to habits, being able to give yourself realistic goals, because habits don't just take 21 days, 28 days. They actually take, you know, 60 to 66 days and nearly 3 months to really establish. So not to give up too quickly. And then, you know, just making those simple steps of thinking like, you know, when we feel confused and, you know, this is something we're talking about specifically this week in the challenge, you feel like you don't know what to do next, you know, just do the next right thing and don't think about being overwhelmed around everything you're trying to accomplish, but just take those next steps, being action oriented. And so we've been so graced by Dr. Tricia Bridgewater. Every week we're doing videos and she's been able to share her insight around this whole topic. And, you know, Tricia, what are some things, you know, as we talk about this, why do you think this is such an important topic for people to be thinking about for their lives, not just during this time of the year, but any time of the year?
Well, I think we just go about our lives and we don't even understand the stress we're under. And then what habits have we developed in order to deal with our stress? Mm-hmm. And often those are negative habits like overeating or, and then we're exhausted because we've overcommitted. And through the holidays, how do you not overcommit? You have work parties, you have family gatherings, the things to do for your children, and we're running this way and that way. By the time we hit home, we just collapse. Mm-hmm. And so then we forget to take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, the things we do to manage stress in a healthy way. Mm-hmm. So absolutely, the holidays just kick us because we fall into old habits of the bad foods, just quick foods, drive-through foods, and not just paying attention to the foods we eat. And then just being exhausted and choosing to not think of ourselves and to let that go. Like mm-hmm. if we have exercise programs or whatever we do, we're like, oops, I'm going to let this go. Mm-hmm. And then it's really hard to get it started again. Mm-hmm. That is always the difficulty.
Yes.
Is once I'm in a pattern, how do I get started back up? Mm-hmm. And so that's why it is just difficult through the holidays.
That's so real. And I think we all can identify with that in multiple ways. And, so Tricia, I know you've been sharing some great information with all the members. We have, about 65 members in the challenge currently.
Wow.
And so they're receiving every Monday, they get a video and through an email and being able to think about these kind of thoughts. And so, you know, for those of you that might not have been able to participate, you know, I would just like Tricia to share, you know, what are some things of, you know, top three things, how they can be able to, as they're committing to change and thinking about developing habits or letting go of the negative thoughts, what are some top three things that come to mind that they could work on perhaps?
Well, I think the first thing is just recognizing our stress.
Mm-hmm.
Just taking that step back. I think we just do and one thing after the other that we don't take time to even think.
Mm-hmm.
And if we take that step back, observe our behaviors, observe what we're doing, then we can get a map out mm-hmm. a way of managing ourselves in a more healthy way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's paying attention to that thoughts is number two in mm-hmm. there because, boy, those thoughts, if we're getting into a negative thought process or just like, I don't care, I'm stressed mm-hmm. right now, I deserve this,
mm-hmm.
I'll skip working out today, even though I'm so exhausted. And that's fine. Like, if we do that, but it's not fine if that becomes a week, 2 weeks,
yes.
a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like taking that step back and going, what do I do to manage that stress? And I'm telling you, those things we do to manage it really does make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are too. And I isn't it always being kind to ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe number three is just being kind to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're so hard on ourselves. We like beat ourselves up mm-hmm. if I goofed it up. So I went to the family gathering and I couldn't stand it. I ate the chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
I saw everybody eating the chocolate mm-hmm. cake. I had to have it.
Mm-hmm.
So then after you eat it, we beat ourselves up and we're like, well, I've already probably gained 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and just finish out the season.
Yep.
And we do this Sabbath self-sabotaging. And the truth is, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In that day, in that moment, I chose to eat it. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a fresh day the next day, and it's being kind to ourselves and just trying to keep ourselves on track as much through the holidays and knowing that everything we do is good enough.
Well, those are definitely some good points, Tricia, and things hopefully we can put into practice over the next few weeks, and hopefully they'll also become habits for us, too, as we head into the new year. Thank you for joining us today on part one of our Health Talk for the month of December. Be sure to join us next week for the conclusion of our December Health Talk with Rachel Hansen and Dr. Tricia Bridgewater right here on Double K Country.